Okay. There was something I forgot to point out last time. Something I forgot that I kept promising and then I forgot to deliver. Something I forgot to point out last time, which was we had a stira between, I hope I got my shiur right, two shiurim ago and last year in the Rashba. There's a big machlokas, right? I wrote this down someplace. A big machlokas about whether you are naman to say kami didi darbe chadyoma, right? Kami didi darbe chadyoma, big machlokas. If we remember, what do we have on the board? Naman litong kami didi darba chadyoma. And basically, the land was basically Tosos. Remember, Tosos was quoted in the Ritva, the Mitzvah Bali Tosos. Yes, and basically, the other Rishonim said no, and then we had a whole board 2 shiurim ago, however long it was, about why not. And where did the Rashba fit here? So he said there's a steer in the Rashba. The Rashba. On Daf Mem Aleph from day 6, explicitly no. And the Rashba on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph said explicitly yes. And everyone else made perfect sense. The Rashba, the Stira, he never personally addressed this on himself. I don't know if even in the back of the Masifta, if there are Nachas to Stiras in the Rashba. And that might be a little too obscure for them. So it's a funny steer in the Rashba because Shub Rashba could always say something from a different time, etc. Here, it's 11 plot away. And keep in mind, in the days of the Rashba, to move 11 plot in Baba Basra, meant a week or two, not a year. So he certainly didn't forget in between. So what's pshat of the steer in the Rashba? I haven't seen anyone address it in the footnotes. If I recall correctly, I think I looked in the footnotes and it pointed out the stira. I don't remember if you gave an answer, but I thought you'd give an answer based on where we left off last time. I thought you'd give an answer to the Rashba. Based on what we left off, a fundamental difference between the case in Daf Lamed and the case in Daf Mem Aleph. What was the fundamental difference? Was the case of, with the exception of the funny Sefer Itzer, the case in Daf Mem Aleph was when the guy had Eidos and he was the Markava. The case in Daf Lamed was when the guy didn't have Eidos, as everyone makes a diuk, except for the Sefer Itzer. Amalei Atlav Kamodis, Dayari Didehi. Obviously, there's no Eidos that he was the Markava. So, what are you going to say to answer this to you in the Rashba? You'd say, no, this is a case where there was Eidos for the Ma'arer, that he was the Marakama. No Eidos for the Ma'arer, that's why he has the Moda, meaning that he's the Marakama. What difference does that make? So based on where we left off, you could say, what's the difference? If this guy's Eidos, he's the Marakama, then I need a time to prove something in order to win. I need to prove something in order to win. What am I proving? I'm bringing my 3 years. My Cheskes Gimel Shanim. So I could say I bought it from you at Eidos Cheskes Gimel Shanim. Instead, I say, believe me, it's Darei Chadyoma. That's amigo. Right? That is, and therefore we're dealing with Therefore, we're dealing with amigo. Right? Because he has Eidos. I need to prove something to defend myself. So instead of saying, I bought it, I can say, coming to Darbe Chadyola. But in our case, in Daf Lamed, we're not dealing with amigo. Again, forgetting the funny Rashi Suvas, if I'm right, agree with them. In our case, he's coming with nothing. He's saying, this is my land, but I have no evidence whatsoever, and I have no claim whatsoever. And I'm volunteering. Taka, it was your land, but that's called a pasha aser, the kulin. And maybe the difference is very plushy. Do you have nemanas? Right? What did the Rashba say? Someplace here. I have the Rashba on Daf and Alpha and Beis. The Rashba says here, why aren't you neman to say Tami Didi Dar Ba? darba chad yoma. He says, master, that kami di darba chad yoma lo mehemen, et cetera, et cetera. Time of the milsa, because you should have found Eden. Therefore, it's a resa, right? It's a ki amar hay kami di darba yiyem leis b'sande. Taklishta tanasei. It's very weak, right? There's a great way. It's very weak. It's weak because of the reisa that, come on, if you lived there, why wouldn't there be Eden? That's a pagam in a meal. That's not a pagam in a pesha asar. And therefore, since this is a mido, therefore, the reisa destroys it. But a Pesha Asar, no. He holds a Pesha Asar, not just an attempted Migo. Okay, maybe he can hold a stronger version of Migo. I don't know, but a Pesha Asar is different from Migo. And therefore, the Reyesa does not impede a Pesha Asar. And I think that's the only, I think it's Pasha, that's the way to answer to you. In the Rashba, the Rashba will call it, like many, you show in many places between Migo and Pesha Asar. And that answers to you in the Rashba. Okay, I meant to say that at the end of this year yesterday, and it slipped my mind. That was the end of the last Inyan. Now we're going to go into today's Inyan. Today's Inyan, we're dealing with the Mechlosi in the Rashba, meaning not this Rashba, not Rosh Shlomo Ben Adaris, the Sephardi Rishon, but the Rosh Mishatz, Rosh Shimshon Ben Avraham, the Baal Tosos, the Rashba and the Ri, in our Tosos, about what's the case, the Rashba, the Ri, and our Tosos, about a potential Migul on Freya, right? The guy comes in and says, Vantim Flonis Avim Nach, and then finds to Adim that Plony was Darba Chad Yoma. So here, what's the case? Let's review the case. The case is that 9 o'clock. He says, Zavinta in Plony Vizavna Minach at 10 o'clock. Hey, the Adim, the Darba Plony Chad Yoma. Now, what are we suggesting to do? And Mechora, the mainstream Rishonim, assume this is a reasonable suggestion. What we should we do? Since it's Eidos Adiris Chad Yoma, we should now do Hanina, right? So Tawanim Sheploni Kana Me Hame'arer, right? Because the Eidos, and there's no Chetzinul Shana. Why should Ploni be Naaman? The Naaman, the Migru De, we'll call it Hachasha, right? Well, that's what most of Shana Kronim say. Lada, Migu, that was never yours all time. Meaning, if the middleman is here, Ruin Shimon Levi, again, we'll use all the Shana use Ruin Shimon Levi differently, each one in their own way. There's no consistency, of course. But we'll use Levi, the guy who's here now, Shimon, the middleman, Ruben, the Ma'ara, the Marakama, the alleged Marakama, or the Marakama, he admits, right? Once you have Eid and the Shimon lived there one day, we can now do Taninan. Now we Taina that Shimon bought it from Ruben. Once Shimon bought it from Ruvain, he's Naaman. Why? Because Shimon could have said it was mine all along, because there's no Eidos in the Marakama. Okay, what's the Machloksi, the Rashba, and Rin? The Rashba says, Nira the Rashba, the Havmi Lakume Arabi Yode, Tanina Lelokeach, Miach Shoya, when Naaman Lorenz of Intaminach, when Migdi by Omer Lois, Shomi Olam, the Avagabai Lokeach, Yodashai Shalom, Avik Chatzad, Mikol Makom, etc. Right, even though Taka, Levi is 1-8 against Shimon, who says that it was Ruvain's once. Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant because there's no Shua say Echad by Karka, and Echad doesn't affect anything. You learn from Asa Rav Ava that 1-8 doesn't change your Migo unless there's a Shua involved. Okay, so that's what Paskin, the Rashba, he says, nope. Zoche Alpi Tainas Shimon Shekana Mirubeng Bimigu Dehachasha. And the Ri disagrees. Says the Ri, and this we left off, I think we need to read. One second. The Omer read the low dummy, the Haida Mochus Abayas. Nope, it's not like the case later on. The Haida Mochus Abayas, the Hachamai, wrote some Mochus Liskos, the Haina Zo, the low high Sukhomi, oh, low Haima Akvalo Kashir, do a shalish shalom. Over here, what the Migo is, Hachashalo, Haisa Kami Olam, right? Lada. The here, if Shimon wanted to use this, not to say I bought it, the Migo, if he actually wanted to use that Taina of, it was mine all along, Levi couldn't win with that Taina. Levi knows it wasn't his all along. Levi admitted it wasn't his all along. So it says the Re, that it's not a good Migo. Because Levi can't. Levi couldn't win. Because he admitted because he admitted already that Reuven is the Mark. Okay, so here's the interesting question. Basically, what does the Rashba say? It's a good Migo. If Shimon was here, he could have had a Migo. He could have said it's mine all along. So he wins by saying that I bought it from Reuven, and therefore Levi wins. And the Rashba says, no. Even if Shimon was here and Taina, it was mine all along, that wouldn't help. Levi already admitted it wasn't his all along. Therefore, there's no basis for the Migo.
What's the difference between this and the case in Kasha Bilisa when you say that in this Darak Hayom would work?
Because that's not based on Amigo. That's based on having 3 years of Chazaka. So we put in the Taina Shimon, we put in the Taina that Shimon bought it from Reuven, plus Edus Gimel Shanim. It's not based on Amigo.
And so, okay, fine.
Here it's based on Amigo, and basically here it's based on Amigo, and you already undermined the Amigo. That's the problem. It's based on Amigo, and you already undermined
the
Amigo.
So Chazaka of the 3 years doesn't just affect the for Kedush Bar Kama. That isn't those of.
I'm not sure what you're saying. Again, let's go to that case in Darbar Kasha Elisa. I've been here for 3 years, but I don't have a Taina. So if I have proof that Shimon was there for one day, we use the Taina of Shimon that he bought it from Reuven. Now Shimon has a Taina, he bought it from Reuven. Plus, I have 3 years of Chazaka. Chazaka plus Taina wins. And that you can't say you can't talk about what would have been because it's not based on me. It's only based on me you have this problem.
The way that the rephrase it doesn't say that Levi couldn't win Alpi Tanis Hakasha. He said if Levi's in court and
look my back file, okay. Levi couldn't keep it based on that type.
Couldn't or what?
I think it means couldn't.
Meaning because it's meaning
we're not talking about
the problem. If Shimon was there and he tied a ball in Barnola, which is what
then Levi would have to give up the land because Levi admitted that Reuven is a Markov.
I mean, but if Shimon actually went to court, Shimon wouldn't have that time.
Yeah. Shimon went to Taina, and then Levi would have to give up the land.
So Levi would not because he lose the case, because he'd be more dead the land over. If Shimon's going to act in court.
Say, if Shimon is in court Taina, and Shimon says, I voted for Reuven, Shimon said it was never Reuven, sorry. Levi says, no, it really was Reuven. Then Levi has enough problem, and Levi has to go up the land. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. If I might have dust filed in, I'm the one who's on the land, beats everyone.
Right, but not Mudin.
He didn't dust filed in. I'm not sure where you're going. You're obviously trying to go someplace, but I'm not sure where. Okay. Who basically says like the Rashba. Well, the Rashbam is clearly like the Re. The Rashbam is clearly like the Re. The Rashbam clearly agrees with the Re. Now, it could be what Re means is maybe the Rashbam holds something bigger than this. It is not even Mitami.
Yeah.
But the Rashbam clearly the mice agrees with the Re. The Rashbam clearly, the Maisa agrees with the Ri, and certainly the Rishonim understood the Rashbam as being the same as the Ri. The Ramban of Dineng understood the Rashbam as the same as the Ri, I think. Well, I don't know if they're right, but I'm pretty sure the Ramban understood it being the same. So let the Rashbam say in the end, he certainly agrees with the Ri. Again, maybe we'll come back to, is it exactly Mitame or not? But the Rashbam says, he didn't say the reason. He just said no chazaka. He clearly agrees lemaisa with the reed. That's the end of the long Rashbam. Although he doesn't say the reason, it could be from a totally different angle. But he,
Tosas at the beginning says, argue the Rashbam seems to hold that only worth the Shtei Hazaka, and Tosas argues that the beginning.
Okay, that's what I meant, that he might hold like the Re, but for a totally different, bigger reason. Lemaisa, he agrees with the Re, and when I say by the time the Rashbam quotes the Rashbam, he quotes him as having the Re's reason. So, who agrees? Let's just make a list of who agrees with who. Who agrees with the Re? The Rashbam, Lemaisa. Why do I say the Rashbam Lemaisa? Because he doesn't say the reason. Right? He doesn't say the reason. He just says, Lemaisa, it doesn't work because you don't have Chazaka. He doesn't explain why you don't have Amigo of Lada. Who do I think would probably go with the Rashbam? The Riff and the Rambam. The Riff and the Rambam and the Rashbam, what do they all have in common? Is that they say, if you had Amos, Dargo, Yom Echad, and 3 years of Chazaka, like Hashem and Lisa, it would work. Implying that without 3 years of Chazaka, it wouldn't. Now, this is a deal, right? So let's say and this is the deal that the Ramban makes in the Riff. The Ramban basically understands the Riff, and whatever goes to the Riff, I think, automatically goes to the Ramban, because their Lashon is very similar. The Rashbam, the Maisa, and the Ramban, Pirish, Svarasto, Kehari, he doesn't say the word like the Re, but the Ramban, when the Ramban quotes the Svar of Rashbam, he quotes him in a very, I don't think I'm making that up, in a very Re, in a very Re fashion. He quotes the Rashbam, he says, Barabba Shmosh, the Kasav, Shafil, Hede, Edom, Darba, Chayyam, Lamahani, Le, Tmihani, Allah, the Nerish, Adaito, Lomar. And he knows his shot that when do we say this, etc., etc., etc. Because the guy was already molded. He's only missing an amigo that was never yours, and he lost his amigo because the guy was molded. So he interprets the Rashbam. He might be right, he might be wrong. He interprets the Rashbam, and the Shach agrees with him. The same as the Re, likewise, he's medayik that the Riff holds the same as the Re. He's medayik. What did the Riff and the Rambam say? Yeah, no one talks about the Rambam. The Riff and the Rambam both say, we'll come back to it, that if he has Edus of Yom Echad plus 3 years of Chazaka, it works. Implying that Edus of Yom Echad without 3 years of Chazaka wouldn't work, which could be like the Re. So let's put the Riff. And I'll add in brackets the Rambam, just because the Rambam says almost the same lashon as the Riff. So Chor, whatever one of them holds, the other one holds, and he often follows the Riff. Lepi Ramban, the Ode. It could be, by the way, this is what the Bala Itcher disagreed with the Riff about. It could be this why the Bala Itcher was upset with the Riff. He understood the Riff like the Re, and he said, it's ridiculous, you're forgetting El Pesha Asar. He didn't realize the Riff had a whole swar of the Re, or he wasn't Mash. But maybe that's the Bala Itcher. Maybe when the Bala Itcher was very upset and said you forgot about Taninan, he meant you forgot about this case of Taninan. We're not sure. Okay, but who actually says? This is all speculation. The Ramban actually says, like the Rosh Kishans, he says, I think the Rashbam is saying like the Re without mentioning the names, and he's dead wrong. And the Ravid quotes, the Meiri quotes from Gedolim Mefarshim, right? Gedolim Mefarshim. Lomar the Shem Darbo Rishon Filiyom Echad Afishal Hits the Shol Shonim Shetan Lokiach. Okay, the Meiri Bishem Ravid, and the Meiri himself says he doesn't agree with this. And who else doesn't agree with this? The Rashba disagrees. I put that in brackets with the Ramban, and the Ritva also disagrees with the Ramban, which I didn't put in brackets. The Rashba, the Ritva, and the Meiri. Okay, so it's a clear machlok to Shonim. They don't start with the Re and the Rashba. But, you know, I don't know what version of Tosfos they had in front of them, who was talking and said what. But Ramban clearly takes the side of the Rashba, that it works, and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Meir clearly say it doesn't work. For language that's very similar to the Re, it could be that the Rashban says it doesn't work. It's also for the reason of the Re. It could be that the Ritva and the Ramban mean it doesn't work for the reason of the ring. Those are all speculation. Could be the Itter. That's a use objection. That's all speculation. But it's clearly the Ramban versus the Rashba, Ritva, and the Iri.
Within the Reed camp, just say use the one the Reed. Other difficult to the Reed and not the Ramban, the Shane, the Rashba, the Rashba were saying the same thing. They might even have a difference between the two. But for the Reed, the whole issue that if the middle person, if you don't want to be Lizak or Satana Zoo, to Lohai Sichalami Olam, Lohai Yamakba Lokashri, or Dead Hush Hai Sichalam. It doesn't seem like since he was Modin and Bazdin, Bazdin would extract it from him. It seems to say that we assume that if he knows that the guy is winning the case and not telling the truth, that he wouldn't just hold on to the land and say, I win the case. It's a din, it's more.
He sounds more like his Isser Zela than.
Or less of a din and not being a good Migo, and more of a din and like with Tawanin, like it has to be Tawanin in a way that is somewhat realistic. Meaning, if it's Tawanin in a way that.
Oh, we're not Tawanin, if that's just a Migo.
No, meaning, but inherently, if it's based off Migo, you're going to need Tawanin.
Okay, let me think about that. Okay, I hear the Hara. I accept it. Let me think about it. Now, if Rav Lichtenstein were here, he would say we have a machlokus whether. You could basically do taninan to make a migo in a case. Basically, what's my focus? Their question is, can you do taninan to win based on a migo? But the thing the migo is based on couldn't have really worked for the lokeach, right? So he would have said they could either be arguing about taninan or about migo, right? That's what Lusty would have said. Okay, if it was someone more yeshivish. They would have said it's a machlokes being the gedolei achronim whether they're arguing about tanina or about migo, and that's really machlokes between the ktsos and the. And you should really try to analyze things on your own first, not because you're smarter than the ktsos of the kumshir, but because to appreciate what the ktsos of the kumshir are doing, you have to be thinking. Otherwise, it's just going to be words to you. But the ktsos says they're arguing about migo, right? The ktsos thinks the machlokes about migo. What's the machlokes about Migo? And he associates this with the machlokes later. Okay, the later achronim point out that maybe he didn't have the sheet of the Rashbam and that sugya down 100%, but it doesn't matter. So machlokes we showed him in that sugya, regardless of exactly whether the Rashbam is on the side he thinks. It's clearly machlokes we showed him later on. And Daf Kof Lamed Daled, what's the machlokes we showed him? Famous machlokes we showed him, very important. We'll have to come back to this again and again. A guy wants to potter his wife from Yibim Chalitza. So he says, I have kids. Obviously, we don't know that he has kids. We assume that till now he didn't. Right? He says, I have kids. I have kids in Medina Sayam. So why is he Neman? He's Neman, but Migo, he could have just written her a get. Right? So Migo, he could have written her a get. He's Neman to say she has kids. So what's Machlokes Rishonim? Machlokes Rishonim is, and we'll go to Rishonim the way the Rambah, the Tosfos, and the Ramban there. He quotes a Rashbam there. He quotes Tosos and the, he quotes the Rashbam versus Tosos and the Ramban. She's clearly allowed to marry someone else. The guy dies. She's allowed to marry someone else. She says, I'm Patrik Yim Machalitza because my husband had kids. Migo, he could have divorced me. Can she marry a Kohen? Why? Because there's no. Her husband's Neman b'Migo. But there's no Migo for this Kohen because if he had divorced her, she could marry Yisrael or Levi, but not a Kohen. Now that he says he has kids, she's an Almana, she could even marry a Kohen. So does the Migo work even for someone who would, the Migo loses its basis for him? That's the machlokas there. Does the Migo only remain as strong as the basis of that Migo, which is Gerushin? Since Gerushin permitted her to Zar, therefore, if he says, I have kids, she's permitted to a Zar, or no? Once the Migo's Naaman, it's Naaman for everyone. And therefore, she can even marry a Kohen. That's a machlokas, seems to be a very fundamental machlokas about Migo. To use words we've said until now, This seems to be one of the most classic loci of the question of koach hatayna versus an umdana. If it's an umdana, he's telling the truth. And if he's telling the truth, he's telling the truth. She can even marry a kohen. Maybe he lied to get her Mary Cohen. No, why would he lie to get Mary Cohen? He doesn't care if she marries Cohen. Obviously, he's telling the truth. It's not like, oh, he lied because he wants her to marry Cohen. No one wants their almana to marry a Cohen, right? So, okay. So, he's Naaman. He's Naaman. If they have Koach HaTayna, then no. Koach HaTayna was only to let her marry a Zar. So, he's only Naaman to let her marry a Zar. Okay, that's a common analysis. In any case, what if the ktsos say, what's the analogy?
Couldn't you really look at it like we've seen in other places? You look at the whole picture, you look at it step by step. And once you look at the first step, it's a fact, and then you go on.
Okay, good. Okay, it could be some sort of like kundina kind of thing. Do you keep the history in mind, or do you take each fact as a given? Okay, there may be more than one way to analyze it. Fair, but says the ktsos is, it's a machlokes. The inyan migo. The ktsos says the machlok is about migo. How so? Says the ktsos, if you have, you know, yesh li banim bim migu de gerishin, he quotes, the Rashbam says, she's a surdu coming. Again, there's a lot of debate what the Rashbam actually held, but if not the Rashbam, the Tosfos Rid there holds it, meaning there are plenty of Rishonim who hold it. Asur le coin. While the Tosfos and the Ramban say Muteris Lakoin. And okay, there are many ways you can make this more complicated, as you can imagine, but we're not going to go there now. What's the Yesod of the Machlokes? The Yesod of the Machlokes is, Nekto says, whether, where's his nice phrase for this? The Naaman Legamre. Okay, I guess that's really the question. Naaman Legamre, or only Naaman, what's the Yesod? The Yesod is Naaman Legamre. And the Yesod here is that no, Migo is Naaman only as far as the basis was Naaman. Basis meaning the tiny kodesh. And he says that's the machlokes between the Ri and the Rashba here. That's the machlokes between the Ri and the Rashba here, says the Ktsos. Says the Ktsos. Therefore, if you say Migu is Naaman Legamre, then that is the Rashba. The Migu de Mocher is Naaman Legamre Af. Legabe Lokeach. Af Legabe Lokeach, let's say. Af Legabe Lokeach. De ha'taina ha'acheres lo haya neman ligabe. For the lokeya, the basis taina acheres of lahadam wouldn't have worked for because he already admitted it was Ruvain's. Okay, but the migo still works for him. Why? Because migo of neman once you have a migo of neman ligabe, while the ri would follow the Rashbam, the ri would say nope. The migo de mocher. Lo mehani v'lokeach kevan dehataina okay, like the coin. Lo haya neman legabe v'lokeach, he's saying basically like the coin. Someone who the basis wouldn't have worked for it. Some of the basis wouldn't have worked for it. Does need to work even for some of the basis wouldn't have worked for it? Okay, machlokes in the Rashbam versus opposed to the Rambam, and that's machlokes in the Rashbam. The read does the migul above the mocher work even for lokeach? But the basis wouldn't have worked for.
I'm a little confused about the halacha lemaisa aspect of the Rashbam's shita, because in Afkinami we believe the husband when he said that they have children because he could have divorced her. But where exactly is the claim that he actually divorced her? Meaning he could have divorced her if he really had that goal in mind of making sure of, you know, making sure that you couldn't be a zekukuliyama. But there's no claim that he actually divorced her, and thus why wouldn't she be mitera the kohen?
Because he'd only married his kids klape Yisrael Levim, because he has a basis legal for his claim. Klape a kohen, we don't believe that he has kids. We believe in that he has kids for Yisrael Levim, but not for kohanim.
So it would be a niman of shach.
It would be above the nimanus.
I see, and then fine. So can someone have that shita like the Rashbam in Sosa's analysis of the sugya, but still conclude that we err on the side of she can marry a kohen rather than erring on the side of she would be zikubliyavam? Meaning you could disagree at the lach lemaisa, but still have the same yisod because we're just talking about a niman of shach within the Neimanus.
Not sure I understand what you're saying. I mean, could someone have a third chance and say she's not Neiman, he's not Neiman at all?
No. So he's Neiman to say that he has children. Migo that he could have divorced her. And the only reason why she would be able to marry a Kohen is if she's not Zekuliyavam. But then he wouldn't have been Neiman. So then we're stuck, basically. She can't marry anyone. But so then the Rashbam asks, okay, so she can't marry a kohen, but it's totally fine. But you could go the other way. You could say, like, no, I'm going to err on the side of that she's no longer Zekukuliyavam.
But I can't err on the side of giving an emanus that there's no basis for it. How can I say she's not Zekukuliyavam and can marry a kohen? There's no basis for that.
Well, the basis is that he could have done something, that the husband could have done something, but there's no claim that he did it.
I'm not following you. I apologize. I'm not understanding your question.
The Rashbam's assuming that Lemaisa, he divorced her.
No, the Rashbam's assuming that we believe that you have no kids if you want to marry a Yisrael or a Levi. Sorry, we believe your husband had kids when you married a Yisrael or a Levi, but if you want to marry a Cohen, we don't believe that your husband had kids. If she comes to bed and says, I want to marry, you know, Reuben Israel, you know, then we say, great, your husband has kids. After all, if he didn't have kids, he could have just divorced you. Married Reuben Israel. He says, no, I want to marry Shimon Cohen. Then we say, what do you mean? We don't believe your husband had kids. Mapitom, you just want to take advantage and marry Shimon Cohen. Hey, what do you believe your husband had kids? What, he could have divorced you? No, he couldn't have divorced you. Then you want to marry Shimon Cohen. So we just believe you sometimes and not other times. We believe you sometimes, not other times. Palgina nemanus. Okay, we'll come back to it. You can ask me afterwards because I see we're not communicating well. Okay, but yeah.
Means that not an issue of like her being retired on that side.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
You mean she's only mother to.
What's the problem?
Because meaning it's coming to be caught.
No, that's not Teresa Chatzon. So she, we believe you for Chatzon. That's not the same. Not a halos of half heter. It's that we believe you halfway. That's very different. Not a problem of krisus or anything. No.
I mean, the point is that no one. It was a biyadal garsha. Yeah, wasn't that he might have?
Correct. Biyadal garsha. No one thinks she was divorced. That's not baba cheshbon. She definitely wasn't divorced.
Right. So it's once that's the case, then, like. Yeah, that seems very strange.
Well, then
yeah.
So the response, is strange. That's on our topic today. The fact the response is strange, we'll come back to. But the Ketzos, this is the Ketzos' answer. He says the Machlok is the Migo. And notice the parallel is not exactly the same. The parallel is not exactly the same because, you know, when it comes to the Rashbam saying she's just for Lekoin, that's like something that's fundamentally known and modest of for Heter Lekoin. Here, it's not there's fundamentally known among us to sell, it's just that this Lakua happens to have made an admission. Not exactly the same. There's a fundamental lack of power of divorce that's not Matur Kohen. While here, it's not a fundamental lack of power of the Taina of Adam. It's just that one guy happens to have made a silly admission, you know, or an inadvisable admission. But he wants to make this parallel. However, that's not what I put when I first read the Tosos, yes?
Does this relate to Isser in general? Do we maintain the source of the Isser?
I mean, in that source, we're only talking about Migo, right?
I mean, that just, because.
We're not talking about him, what's a Migo. We're not talking about what's how, what's not. We're just talking about your belief.
Fine. Oh, so never mind.
Yes. Obviously, we know that you're either Zekuka Liyavam or not. It's just we believe you sometimes and we don't believe you other times. Okay. However, the Rebbe Chanan gave a totally different analysis. Says the Kovetz Shiurim. He says, nope, it's a machlokes b'enyan taninan. He gave a totally different analysis. Maybe this is a machlokes about taninan. Not about whether Migo, once you say it, it gets like power forever, or the power is limited by whatever the basis could have done. But maybe the machlokes is about taninan. How so? Because yesh lachkar, what the nature of taninan is. Calling in the yorish lokeach, right? The yorish lokeach comes in, he does have a tiny retainan on his behalf. What's the nature of that tain on his behalf? And I think there are two ways of conceptualizing that tain on his behalf. One way, which Rashi and Ksubas really, I think, encapsulates nicely, and I think he's consistent with Shitas. Say, Rashi says, Psach Pichel Ilein. To the best of my knowledge, the Gemara doesn't say Psach Pichel Ilein about a Yorish and a Lokech. If I'm wrong, do a very long search. He says, okay. Now you gave me a look like the first of your says Sach Pichel Ilein. I don't know. No.
I totally
open your mouth for the mute.
It's a good phrase. That I
right. Was. It is a beautiful, it's a wonderful phrase. I'm not talking about Rashi, I'm talking about the Gemara. Yeah, Psach Pichel Ilem is mentioned in Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph about a guy who has no taina but not a Yerushal Lokeach, not Havmina. It's mentioned in Lamed Vav Amud Aleph about a Cheresh Shota, someone who's not a Bas Das for Tainus Basulim, not talking about a Yorish or a Lokeach. And according to the source of Shas, it also comes up in Gittin Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. And, where is it in Gittin Lamed Zayin Amud Beis? Maybe Masor Shas is not correct. Gittin Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. My Gittin Lamed Zayin Amud Beis is printed very poorly, so it's a little hard to read. Here we are. Psach Picha Le Ilem Hu. And that's talking about a guy who doesn't have a prosbol. Do we suggest maybe he had a prosbol? Not Lior Slokaf. I don't know, maybe this. Source of Shas doesn't seem to indicate. Okay. Rashi and Ksuba says, why are we coming in? We open the mouth of the mute guy. What does that seem to imply? It seems to imply that basically we're putting a taina in the mouth of the kona. Maybe the kona says, I don't have a taina, but why don't I have a taina? Not through my own fault. I don't have a taina. I innocently don't have a taina, and I can't be expected to have a taina, and I'm a disadvantaged person because I was thrust into a situation without access to the knowledge of what happened. Therefore, we put a taina in his mouth. Okay, it's a chiddush, maybe it's a raisa, maybe it's a rabbanan, psach picha le'ilei. The other way of understanding it is not that we put a taina in his mouth, but we say, look, there's a guy who sold it to you or who bequeathed it to you. He's not here, but it's not fair that he's not here. Let's pretend he is here. Let's bring him into court. Let's virtually bring him into court right now, virtual reality, right? Let's virtually bring him into court, and he's timing. Meaning, do we view it as if the lokeach has this taina, or do we bring the moker in to fight on his behalf and have the taina? That's yesh lachkor in. Is it tainas halokeach? Or is it Tainas Hamocher or Yorish and Morish Shikubis? Yesh Lachkor, that's Rav Chanan's Hakira. I think it's a very proper Hakira in Taninan. And with many, many Nafkaminas, we'll illustrate in a moment. And he wants to say that maybe that's what they're arguing about. I think here it's been doing for half, right? Says the Rashba, look, Shimon, the Mocher could have won. I don't care what you could have done. The Mocher could have won. Once the Mocher could have won, the Mocher comes in and wins. The Mocher comes in and wins. Okay, so then you would say the Rashba says, the Mocher wins because he has a migu de'achasha. Now, keep in mind, everyone agrees, the Lashon HaGemara, if you please, we timed up for him, not the Beis HaMikdash, we timed up for him what the mocha would have timed. The question is, do we view the mocha as timing that? Like, basically, say, is the guy missing here? Let's pretend he's here and see what he can do. Or, no, we take whatever time could we put in your mouth. If it's time as a lokeach, then it makes more sense to read. What does the re say? The re says, the lokeach loses because he has no mikro, right? Because if Lokea wanted a woman this time, like, if anyone really said this time, Lokea couldn't have went. What? Maybe that's what the Re meant. The Lokea, now, if for some reason, Rachman isn't discussing the Rashi for the Re, he's discussing the Rashbam and the Ramban, okay, that's his choice. But I think he's discussing. Is he not discussing our sugya? No, maybe. I'm jumping conclusions. No, he doesn't discuss our sugya. He discussed the other Ramban. Fine, the Seder. Okay, but Nirlin is likely that I think he analyzed it based on the Sekira. Okay, clearly, if you're trying to give a taina to the Lokeach, then it's too late. He already doesn't have a migu because he admitted it. He's trying to bring the Mocha into court. Let the Mocha win. Maybe as long as the Mocha wins, we're not going to worry about that Rashbam, Asur Lekohen. It might not really be such a Shita. Not only that, it could be that Rashbam wouldn't really apply here. That's a fundamental lack of power of the Taina, not just a coincidental admission. Let's look at this Chakir a little. Rav Chanan, he opened up this sugya. Chaim, I want to look at this Chakir. How do you view Taina? Right, Rashi starts with Rashi throws in the phrase in Subas of Sakhi Gomile, and I think Rashi's Lashitase. When he throws in that phrase, he's really taking that Lashitase, he's really not just throwing in a phrase which I think is doing it like one side of the Hakira, he's actually taking sides in this Hakira. Because what would Rashi say in Subas? I mean, you have to put two of them together. There's a fundamental machlokes in Rashi and Tzibus Pei Zayin and Tosos and Shavuos Mem Aleph. What's the fundamental machlokes in Rashi and Tosos? The fundamental machlokes is there's a Shavua called Shavuos HaYisomim, right? Hanifer min HaYisomim lo yipara ela b'Shavua, right? That's the Mishnah in Tzibus. Why is a Nifer min HaYisomim have to swear? Why does someone who collected debt for Yisomim, meaning their father dies and he leaves real estate? So he owed me $1 million, so I'm collecting $1 million from his real estate from the Yisomim. Not only adult Yisomim, not only kids, even adult Yisomim. I have to swear that I wasn't paid back. Why? What does Rashi say? Because Taninan of a Gemara in Dafim Aleph in Shavuos, Rashi also making a historical assumption that this din Daf Mem Aleph and Shavuos is not a Takanas HaOraita, but was around the time of the Mishnah. We used to explain a Mishnah, that's not our topic. Now, Tanina, there's something called the Shtav Lidlo Praticha. If Ari comes in with a shtar that says I owe him 100,000 shekel, I lose. I have no time. Whatever I say, I can't say I paid. However, I'd write to say, swear to me that I didn't pay. I claim I paid, but I lose because he's holding the shtar. Shtar could be on my body. Nonetheless, I can say, I request that you swear, I know I'm telling the truth, even though it looks bad, even though, I'm going to lose and everyone believes you. Swear to me that I didn't pay you. So says Rashi, the Shavuos HaYisomim is just the word, Tanina Lisomim is Shavuos Lidlo Praticha. That is Rashi Yusubas. And Tosos, sorry, I have to hold cup here for a moment. Tosos is the Kasha, Rashi Yusubas. What Tosos is... What's Tosos' kasha that he asks against Rashi in Shavuos? Tosos in Shavuos says, he says, near a time of life, it can't be true. It can't be true. Why? Because what it says earlier in Shavuos is that if the guy writes to his wife in the Shavuos, it could be anything, you don't have to swear, right? I exempt you from Shavuos, and then dies, you still have to swear to his kids. So what does Tosos say? Therefore, it can't be Tanina. How could it be Tanina? Because the father exempted them from the Shavuah. Okay, what's Rashi thinking? Okay, let me erase this board. A bit of a bedroom. We can all handle it. Where's their hakira? The hakira is hanefra min hayestomim is chayav shvua. Says Rashi, because toanim lahem ishtavali dilo piraticha. And Tosa says it's an independent new takana. Rashi says there's no takana of swearing to Yisomim. It's just that since they're Yorshim, we do taninan that swear to me that you didn't pay. And Tosa says no, it's a brand new takana. Why does Tosa say it's a new takana? What's Tosa's proof? What's Tosa's proof? Tosa's proof is even. If Hamorish Hatar Oso Mishvua Adayan Chayov Lishava Liyorshim, which proves it's not Taninan, it is a new Takana. What is he saying? What he's basically saying here is, right, meaning to say, Midin taninan ein toanim liyorshim davar shehamorish pater asomimim. Right? It can't be taninan because the morish pater is rishlo, so you can't tie that to yorshim. What does Rashi say back? What do you have to say back for Rashi? Rashi also knew this. Rashi and Ksubistah Pezayin did not forget. So what do you have to say? You have to say the answer for Rashi. Rashi doesn't say, but you have to answer for Rashi that no. That tanina liyorshim afilu taina shehamorish lo haya yacholitam. Now again, it says we only taina what the morish just said. We don't mean we kind of outlandish things that no one's going to time it to be ridiculous and not acceptable in court. We mean we time it for them, even things the Morish couldn't have timed it because he gave an exemption from them, as long as they're logical timeness, right? As long as the taina is objectively valid, right? Because someone will say, well, what is Rashi thinking? It says all over, you only tined it for them what their father could have tined it. No, it means only something that's an objectively valid tine that their father could have used, you tined it for them. But even if their father happened to exempt it, you can still tine it for them. Their father, and what are they arguing about? Says Rav Elchanan, they're arguing about a chakira as to how tanina works. Tosos thinks tanina means that you are virtually bringing the Morish into court to taina. It's as if the father's in court tainaing, and the father would lose. Rashi thinks it's not that it's as if the father's in court tainaing. No, you're putting a taina in the hands of the kids, in the mouth of the kids. The kids have every right to taina. So basically, this is the great beginning for this hakira. If you have the hakira in the din of taninan, or called Toanim liyoresh ululokeach, is it the tainus? I don't remember what was the higher on the board. Doesn't matter. Is it the taina hamocher, or is it the tainus hakone? And this would fit the lashon of Rashi of psach picha leilim. No, we're not bringing someone else in. We're just opening the mouth. The guy who doesn't have a taina, we're opening his mouth for him. Then what's the nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is what if the Morish Patar Mishvua? Then according to Tosfos, you taninan cannot be Mechayev Shvua, which is why Tosfos had to say that the Shvut be some of the new independent takana have nothing to do with taninan. While Rashi holds, taninan can be Mechayev Shvura. Why? Because the father popped it, but now it's not the father tying now. We're putting a tying into the mouth of the kids now. Okay, another nafkamina of this could be Rashi Lani is Daiti, Rashi Ksubis Daf Lamed Vav. What is Rashi saying? Ksubis Daf Lamed Vav. In that case, where they use Tzachi Chulil Ram Gavliel, is this really enough for me, or is this just an interesting ta'ara? What does Rashi say here? Maybe I won't make a big deal out of it. Rashi here, interesting. There's an interesting machlok is Rashi and Tosos. I think there's an interesting machlok is Rashi and Tosos. I won't make a big deal out of it because it works well with Shitasa. I didn't give you the Tosos here, but it's Tosos right there. What about someone who can't make a taina, but there's no other person? There's no moher, there's no moher. So why can the guy make a taina? Because he is, or she in this case, is a cheresheth or a shota or a tana. Cheresheth or shota in the case here. What about someone who just can't make a taina because they're a cheresheth or a shota? So Rashi says we taina on their behalf. Right? Rashi is tying the Riyah Pachanami and the Tain Sula, right? Damrina, the Havi, the Kachas, Linton, have a tiny share, tiny there, nasty, and we tiny share, tiny there, nasty for a Chereshes for Shota. We tie on their behalf. That makes sense for Rashi. If the point of Tanin is that we tie on behalf someone who doesn't know, it's Lav Davka, a Yorish and a Lokeach. It is anyone who doesn't know. Clearly, the person who most, the best example someone doesn't know is a Chereshes Shota. And what does Tosa say there? Tosos say, okay, Tosos has a technical question. And in the end, Tosos gives a different shot, the Gemara really means nothing law of what we thought. It really means that they get their ksuba because they're becheskas and because eights, and you'll know any question on them. Okay, Tosos doesn't reject Rashi for this reason. I just think it's nice that Rashi works with Shitas. Tosos rejects Rashi because of a technical reason. He just doesn't think that a tanina is powerful enough to be multi-mo. But I would say Rashi works nice in the Shitasa and not to put it in the Nafimina, because Tosos rejects Rashi, but not for this reason. That makes it happy to say tanina if there's no mocher and morich. But I think it works out nicely that I'll just point out that Rashi Rashi says Taninan. By a Chereshes and a Shota, soon for Ksuba. So I think that also works out nicely if you say that it's the taina of the of the person in court, then here there's no middleman. Well, still, why should we taina? Kol shiyeh be taina, for Bar Das just wasn't around in the beginning of the transaction. Kol shiyeh be taina, so it's not a Bar Das. Okay, I wouldn't say it's not meaner because A, maybe Tosos agrees, he just disagrees there for a technical reason. And B, maybe you could just say that's a different din of Taninan, which works differently. So I'll just point out another nafkamina, some of the other nafkaminas that Rebbe Chanan points out. You start with Rebbe Chanan. Some of the other nafkaminas that Rebbe Chanan points out is, give me a second, let me find him. Is the famous machlokin in Daf Ayin between the Ramban and Tosos about Hefzarti Migu Denesu, right? If a guy leaves a guy receives a Bikadam Bishtar, it's the middle of a Shakim Atar. A guy receives a Bikadam and he dies, and the Yisomim, the person sues the Bikadam, giving back the Yisomim, giving back my Bikadam. We tie it for them Hefzarti, and they're believed. We tie for them Hefzarti. And the time of Zarki is believed in that stage of the Gemara, through Amigo, they could have said Nes, right? Because an Ones, not a Shomel, he's a Shomer Hino or Soker or something. So he's Neman saying Nensu. And what is Tosu? Seiko says, why do we tie that Zarki with Amigo of Nensu? Why not just tie a Nensu? So says, no, we can't tie a Nensu. There's Milsu Goshkiha. You only tie a Dover the Shia, not a Milsu Goshkiha. We don't tie a Nensu. But we tie an Zarti Migo of Nensu, and says the Ramban, this is also a bit of a cheshbon, he says, I think we tie an Zarti and we tie an Nensu. But according to you, Lu Yitzurim, we wouldn't tie the Melchomas, we wouldn't tie an Nensu. We also wouldn't tie nechzarti. And what's this famous phrase he uses there? In nafal hayisod, nafal habinyan. Right, again, sounding very similar too. Okay, so what about this case? What about enten tolomar delo tanina nensu ha'en tanina hefzarti bimigu denensu? Right, enten tolomar, they're mounting to tanina nensu, it's not enough meaning. But if we wouldn't tanina nensu, could we tanina hefzarti and minemo tamigo of nensu? Says Tosfos, yes. And that makes that makes a lot of sense. Why? Because really, when we say Exarti, it's not the kid saying Exarti, it's just the father's here saying Exarti. Father, we never say Nansu. But says the Ramban, no. Says the Ramban, no. In Nafla Iso, Nafla Binyan, right?
Nafal Hayesod, Nafal Habinyan.
This makes a lot of sense according to this Chakira. If you hold that we're putting the words in their mouth, if they say Exarti, it doesn't help. What do you mean they could have said Nensu? They couldn't have said Nensu. Because we don't tie a Nensu to them. The Tosis is not their mouth, it's the father's mouth. The father could have said Nensu. So then it's a valid Migo. What else is Rochanim saying to here? He quotes these two, and then he has another Chiddush. He quotes one more. He quotes one more Chiddush. The Ksos there. All right, he didn't deal with the Ksos there. He does argue with the Rashi that Chiddush. So, you know, maybe we'll put this back. But let's first finish Rosh Hashanah. Says Rosh Hashanah, and this is a Chiddush of his. Almost all the Achronim disagree with him. What if the mocher is modeh? Nothing like this. Sorry, cares. The mocher is modeh. Are we tanina the taina? The mocher is modeh. The mocher is modeh that the shtar was not paid. Are we tanina for the chaos that it was paid? Here, the truth is almost all of us we do because you can't use hadas baldin to be chayiv someone else. But Rav Hanan says a radical. This is Rav Hanan's radical nafkamina. He says, what if in Hoda Hamocher Shalom Nifra or Shalom Para, right? If the Mocher admitted he didn't pay the loan, do we Taninan Taninan Yiraon Lilokea? So Rachman wants to say this is his third nafkamina when he develops this chakira. Right? He quotes here from Pshat of the Gemara in Bava Metzia in Daf Vav. He doesn't say I think it's in Daf Vav. Pshat of the Gemara is that we don't tie them. Okay, that's his. It's his big fish. Says Rav Hanan. Says the Kovin Shiurim. Ladas Tosfos. No. After all, how can you say you bring the mocher to court and have him tying up your role if you already admitted that he didn't pay back? You can't have him tying to something he already admitted he didn't do. Okay, but Ladas Rashi, this is all a matter of, you know, using the sugya. Yes. He wants to say there's another nafkamina. Okay, he doesn't have a pattern of this. He wants to say it's another nafkamina and tie it into the simple shot above the cedar versus the fancy shot of sheep. That's just there. That according to Rashi, we're putting the tie in your mouth. Who cares what the middle hand actually thinks? According to Tosa. So no, we're just bringing the middle hand to court virtually. But if you already said what he thinks, then he already said what he thinks. I think, you know, I'm going to go back. I apologize because I did put the Tosa brackets and say maybe it's some other nafkaminas.
In this case, most Achronim hold it. You say it.
Most Achronim hold against him. Most Achronim say you would say Tanina. And where? Most Achronim hold against him. Say he just misinterpreted the whole sugi there. And really, it's irrelevant because we're not talking about the actual Mocher. We're talking about the theoretical Mocher. Okay. The Adkan This is what was in the Kovach Shirim, but you can add many other nafkaminas as well. I'll just point out that Rashi and Ksubas, this is a possible nafkamina, right? It's only because the Ksos has such a good lashon that I thought I should add it. How about Taninan Lecheresheth Sveshota? Right? Do we tie it up, but there's no Mocha and Elokeach? Right? Without Mechira, right? Without Mechira V'Yerusha, again, you could always say this is a separate din anyway, but says Rashi and Ksubot, which makes a lot of sense because Sachti for Elin. But there's a Ksos, even though Tosos, they're only arguing with him for technical reasons. The Ksos, in discussing this case, what's the case? Is the guy lent money and then became a Shota? Do we tie on his behalf? So what does he say? He says, no, but Tanina Lutina Daviam Ligiday, lo, we only tie a tiny of a middleman. We don't tie to your own tinus. The Ksos fundamentally disagrees. The Ksos makes a lot more sense for Tosos. Said the Ksos, no. Taina Diday El Arak Taina Daviam. Okay, the Ksos seems to be saying, no, don't tell them it means if you're disadvantaged, we make kindness for you. No, we only make your father's kindness. That makes a lot of sense, as if the father's kindness. Rashi said, what do you make kindness for you? We make kindness for you when you're an intelligent fellow who just happened to inherit it. Of course, you make kindness for her. And therefore, the Zaf community, so sorry to the Taz, who's like Rashi, about case of Al-Fa. Again, you might only say, no. Maybe everyone could agree to Rashi against the Ksos, because that's a separate thing. Right, so I'd say you could say the Ksos, I think, is clearly which side of the Takiri comes on. Rashi, I would admit the other side could be Moda. That there is a different din. First, interestingly, Tulsa disagrees with Rashi and Ksubas for technical reasons, but maybe more than technical reasons. Okay, but I'm not going to put that on the board. What I wanted to say was, and then I'll throw one or two more things, is that this might connect to our sugya. Let's look at more room with such colors. How about our sugya? So what I wanted to say is that maybe this is really the Yisod of the Machlokes in the ring and the Rashba. The Rashba, what is he basically saying? He said, Taninan afalpi shahamigo eno shaya to the Kohen. The Kohen this Migo is not shaya for. Think about the case. There's a Migo that's shaya for the Moker, not for the Kohen. The Moker could have won the Migo of Adam. The Kohen already messed himself up. So, what's this case? It's the case of a Migo that's shaya the Moker below the Kohen. That's really our case. And the Rig says, Lomani. Kevan the amigo Moshaya le Kona. Okay, the Rhea is looking at the Kona's Taina. He doesn't have time for him to be afraid at this point. And the rest might be looking at the Moker's Taina. There's a few other things we can throw in, which, okay, I wasn't sure if I was going to get into, but I'll mention maybe one or two other interesting things. Case similar to the original, bless you, Rashi and Tosfos. A case similar to the Rashi and Tosfos, and this is very complicated. Shulchan Aruch Siman Ayin Aleph. It's the whole machlokas between the shach and the sma. Okay, it's a complicated case, but what are this following interesting case? You know how you're not allowed to say perotos mano? We're still allowed to remember the first parak, right? You're not an emet seyav peitos mano. What if the malver rode in the shtar? That you're neman to say parua, that's a siman ayin aleph, seif aleph, and Chafez, even if he says your name, say Perot talks about it. So the Shach claims there's a machlok as we show him about this. What's the machlok as we I write in the Shahr that I lend to Shimon, and he's now say payback, even though holding the Shahr. And it's machlok separate on whether there's 2 days in the Shahr about this or not. Let's see what the Shahr is. And the guy dies. Are your Shim Nevan to say that they paid me back? Does the nemanis I give him also work for his yorshin? That could be just machlokes about umdina. What did I mean? But it could be totally on this. If they're using, you know, meaning what this ayin shulchan arach siman ayin aleph chafeiv lefi the shach who said there's lefi the shach. In Sivkatan, I should have put this in brackets. In Sivkatan, no Aleph. But I'm sure it's in the Masitha, right? The Masitha have anything about this? No, maybe they don't have a chapter about this. It's in someplace else. Say, you're in Sivkatan. They can't not in the Sakir if it's a Rokhana. Why? Oh, they just don't have this Nachanin. Okay, that's fine. Oh, maybe I focus on the Masitha. Okay. Unlikely, but possible. But what I want to say, here's an interesting machlokes. What's the case? The case is if the malve hemin halove lomar shapara, he gave the lobe and I'm going to stay paid. The lobe dies, so the kids also never stay paid. So that is a machlokes. The court should be telling this chakira. If the kids die, when the father comes to the court, he's never going to stay paid, right? Taninan Piraom lit Yorshem. The Nemanim. But if you say no, it's not the father saying, it's only them saying. Kibram and the father say, you're an honest guy, I believe what you say. So I believe what your kids say. Then you would say, Ain had Yorshem. Again, if you bring the father to the court, the father is special nemanis. If you bring the kids, are tied up to the kids, not a special nemanis. I'm not going to think about what the guy meant to be mamin. I'll mention one or two other things. Number one, we're going to get to this. The Rashba and many others shown on the top of the Daf Lamed Aleph, not so far off. Getting further as the clock ticks. Rashba. He has two interesting deos. What if the Yorshim have a taina? Yorshim say a taina. We still do taina for them. They make a taina. What if the Yorshim make a taina? We still do taina. They come into court and they say, we inherited from our father, right? We inherited from our father. He says, it was our father's. They say it was our father's. Okay, it's a very complicated, subtle case. That's why we haven't got to it. What if the Yorshim already make a tiny? The Rashba and the Flamin out 2 days. If the Yorshim make a tiny, then we still do tiny enough for them. 2 days in the Rashba. If the Yorshim make a tiny, then we still do tiny enough for them. Okay, here, I love Dafka, but maybe. Em hayoresh ta'an ba'atzmo. So we still do taninan for him. If he's a tzach michal ilim or putting something in his mouth, it's hard to put something in his mouth if he puts something in his mouth. So l'chora, we would say, we don't do taninan for him. That's one day in the Rashba. You don't do taninan when they made a... Oh, I haven't had my Rashba open. Again, we'll get to it, because to understand the case, it's very subtle. But he says someplace here, "Ain toinim bo v'yorch l'lokeach kolz man shu toin ba'atzmo tainis bari." If he has a tainis bari, we don't tain it for him. Okay, that's why so amar rabosenu nochi nefesh, as opposed to the first day. But there's other days that we do tain it for them. Maybe if the point is reviews of the father came to court, then even if he's a tain it, let his father come and do a better tain it. If we say, We can't put something in his mouth. If he raised something in his mouth, we can't put something in his mouth after. Not mochrech. And the last thing I'll say is a stretch. Is there's a Gemara in Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and with this we will end this part of Shir. There's a Gemara in Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, which has a funny machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Papa. Shmuel is really saying what Rav would hold. Shmuel says that, okay, it's a, and according to Rashbam, it has nothing to do with us. Let's just say in Daf Nun Beis is a sheet of Shmuel. Shmuel says that, we taninan that maybe your father was alive, you know, he would bring rayos and win. And Rav Papa says, no, that's crazy. You can only tanin on something that the time would wait. You can't tanin on maybe your father would have brought rayos. You don't have any rayos. So Shmuel seems very strange. Shmuel says, now you tanin on a tanin for them. You tanin on, let maybe there would be a raya for you. Really? You could say tanin on that maybe someone would have a raya? That's like going very far. So most Rishonim deny it. But the Tosfos Rid and the Maharam Berittenberg and others accept this. They say, no, maybe it's lahachzik. Maybe we sometimes taina, if your father is alive, he would have come with a losing taina, but with a raya, with a winning raya. Can we do taina, your father would have had a taina? Okay, very, very radical. Very radical. L'chor, we don't hold like Shmuel in any case. Everything else seems to think that we might. But maybe Ayin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph Shita Shmuel. Em taninan she'em avihem hayakayam hayam maybe raya. Obviously, we taninan a taina. Do we taninan? You know what? Maybe your father was here, he would have a raya, so he would win because he would have had a raya. Seems very radical. L'chor is hard to make it possible like that. Even though Yonah sounds like maybe we do, that was Jesus Yachid. If even a very small mind cannot speak as Yachid, that any Amor would help that. The response is that's not what the Shmuel meant. What Shmuel meant was that you do have a proof. Just if your father was here, we would say it's a reis and you can't bring it back. Proof. Your father's not here, there's no reis and you have a proof. Fine. Ora, if you viewed it as putting in the mouth of the yoris, obviously we can only put a tine in his mouth. We can't put a rye in his hand, but if you say no, it's if the father was in court, maybe normally we only say if the father's in court, timing. But maybe in some cases we say maybe the father in court, he probably would have brought a riot with him in his suitcase, like a star or an egos or something else. And therefore we can time it as if you have a riot. Okay, very, very radical, but clearly only works on one side of this chakira. Okay, I think this is an important chakira in understanding the idea of taminat. And it might be the episode of the machlokes in the Ri and the Rashba. In our note, didn't think so. Rav Chana didn't say, sorry. He doesn't tie in our sugya, so I have to take a chayes for that. Probably someone does. No one ties our sugya into Rav Chana? Of course. So all the people in Masifta do. Okay, people in Masifta tie our sugya like I did into Rav Chana's chakira. So I'm not alone. I have people in Masifta on my side. Masiftans. There's always someone in the Sith who says that. And if it's not here, it's because in the Sith design, then the parallel so you know the Sith. That's the good thing about the Masitha, that if you really feel the need to find who said like you, you can look in the Sith and find it. It used to be there was like a Sefer Mafteach Raza Deshavta, you know, where, but then you have to look things up, and that took a lot of time. Now you can just look in the Sith.
No,
it's piece of time. Okay. Anyway, some of the guys came over me during Seder. Was it you guys, the Ramban? Came over me during Seder to point out that there's something that's not so mastaber. It's not that it's not mastaber because of my lumbus. Pretty many lumbus, I said. I think it's just not mastaber if you just look at it at first glance. The Ramban does not seem to be so consistent. Because the Ramban, an R studya, is very, very high, a very clear shita. And the Ramban, Mohammed Sadab Ayin, has a very clear shita. Did anyone talk about that?
No
one talks to you. They said they looked. They couldn't find anyone to talk about it. To me, it seems like a good stira. And I don't think it's only a stira because it's something I put on the board. I think if you just look at them without any analysis, it's a stira. What's a stira in the Ramban? Let me just make myself a.
I apologize when you make you
redo your work. I just what's the stira in the Ramban? In Daf Ein, what? In Daf Ein, he says, you can't taninan hechzarti b'nigu d'nensu if you couldn't have taninan nensu. In Daf Ein, eino neman b'nigu d'nensu im ein taninan lo nensu. If you don't tie the nensu, you can't have a migo nensu. Because you can't have a migo, something you wouldn't tie it for you. But in Daf Lamed, Amud Aleph, in Daf Lamed, he says, he says, Neman b'migo de hachasha afalpi the EFR little low hakasha. Hey, Van, the Farhoda. As a matter of fact, this steer is worse than it needs to be. In that case, it's not that he could make Yorshin couldn't say Nansu. There's nothing against Nansu, just we don't tie the Nansu for them. We don't tie them to them, Nuffle, we still Nuffle of Vigan. By us, he actually totally destroyed the Basil of Tiny Wahadam Hafasha. He admitted it was Ruben's all along. And yet, we timed him, very tiny. We don't tie a Hakzar to Vigo Denensu if we couldn't tie Denensu. Here we do tie Kenyan. Kenyan is Shimon bought it, Migo de Wahadam, even though he couldn't tie Wahadam. It's a strange to you in the Ramban. I thought I was crazy because I was the only one who thought of this question, but then I saw that Tzvi and Arya thought of this question as well. And it's a good question. And the Masifta didn't think of this question, I guess. Whatever, it's not their job to think of questions unless they find them in the books. And I can think of a lot of answers. I'm just not sure what the right answer is. Is anyone else sure what the right answer is by now? Are you sure what the right answer is?
I think we were confident when we said yesterday.
Okay, so sorry, Ian, the problem is here, it's just speculation. I have no basis for anything. But what Svi wanted to say was that maybe there's a difference between this, a big Chiddush and Lamdus, especially in this direction, between a Lokeach and a Yorish. Arsha is a Lokeach, that Sogya is a Yorish. Maybe the difference in this Lamdus between Lokeach and Yorish, that would be a big Chiddush, say, based on this Rabban. What's the difference? When it comes to Lokeach, then really, perhaps, or let's say better, this Seda de Lukuchos, we're very, very concerned that, right, how did you want to say it? Because
it's more the other way. The Yorish, the only reason we're having this discussion is because the guy's dead. So to be using for the Yorish to claim that the dead guy could be using, it seems to be that the dead, if we bring the dead guy back into court, back into life, the whole thing, you're only there and you co-opt the fact that that guy's dead. Whereas the Lokea and the Mocher, there's no real difference in their squeeze.
Okay, so it's easier to bring a Mocher into court. When the Mocher sold it to the Lokea, he could have come into court at the time. He was still alive. Maybe you could add that Seder Lukuchos, where he's more concerned and go an extra mile, and maybe the Mocher has some achrayas to the Lokea to defend him in court, at least virtually. When it comes to Lokea, we bring the Mocher into court to defend him. And therefore, even something Lokeach couldn't have said is one of the Mocher could have said if he wins. That's the Ramban here. When it comes to Yorish, that's just Tzachi Chalili. Comes to Yorish, the Morish is dead. The Morish is no Ola Emes. The Morish has no Achrayas here. The Morish didn't promise anything. The Morish didn't get any money. That's just Tzachi Chalili. Tzachi Chalili, then, and Nafli So, Nafla Binyan. That is what Tzvi wanted to say, which is, a radical Chiddush to answer this Ramban. Maybe there are other ways to answer this Ramban also. But yes.
I just in reading the Ramban when he was arguing with the Rashbam and these sugyas, I actually thought that the opposite svar would make more sense. That when it comes to Yorshin, which could have been Katanim when the father passed away, there's no way that we'd be less likely to be towing for a Yorish.
You're right. It's much easier. I can find you a course makes for the chilul the opposite way.
Oh, okay.
That's not hard. If I needed to, I could find a course make the chilul the opposite way. It's easier to make the chilul the opposite way, actually. But the chiddush may make the chilul this way. Okay, if not, then you're just going to have to figure out how to answer up the Ramban here.
Meaning it's saying they're both lokeh at the end of the day. It sounds like he's equating them.
I'm not sure that I'm convinced. The other options are all oral dafuk, right? Maybe you could say some half the Ramban, and the Ramban's not based on this long list. The Ramban is based on that when we do Taninan, it's really Ramban and this Taninan is the Tainas Ha Lokeach. And that's why I'm Nuffly, so Nuffle opinion. Because when we do Taninan, we don't just put the Tainas mouth now. We put the Tainas mouth from when he first went to court. And it's not sure what that should be. And if you put the Tainas mouth from the moment he first went to court, he still has a ego because it's not Lama Freya. But again, the question is much better than the answers. Definitely the most interesting answer is Tzvi's. Or I don't know, whose answer is it? Tzvi's. The most interesting answer is Tzvi's. I'm not sure if it's true or not, just because it's a big finish and I have no corroborating evidence. Maybe someday someone will come up with either an answer that's so conceptually compelling with corroborating evidence that it's Pashut, or that's Meduyik and Ramban somewhere, even if it's not conceptually compelling with the Ramban. Okay, we'll leave that for now. Chaim, I'm going to ask you at the board again. And I'm just going to briefly, did someone say something? Okay, I'm just going to briefly, I want to discuss the funny formulations of some of the Rishonim here, which I don't have, I said you guys should work on. I don't know if you have anything more brilliant than the classic Achronim. I'm hoping you do. The funny formulations of the Rashbam and the riff in the Rambam here. What do the riff in the Rambam say? The riff in the Rambam say something funny. They both say, hopefully you read them many times. They both say, what would make him win? The riff and the Rambam say. If they what would make him win? He would win if what? If what? If he had Shnei Chazaka plus what? Eidos Tiras Yom Echad or Shnei Chazaka plus Tamedid Zavna Minach, which is exactly Zavna Malchum Beis Kash to be Lisa, right? What do they leave out? What do they leave out? Right? They leave out, they omit two things. What do they omit? They omit just Eidos Tiras Yom Echad plus, but in parentheses, it's not a thing. Migu de Hakasha. After all, in our sugya, unlike Hashkini Lisa, he has no Eidos Yud Marakama. Now, the fact that they omit this is not so controversial. Maybe they hold like the read. And that is how the Ramban interprets them, right? Okay, that's not so controversial. This is the machlokas re-virachba, etc. So the fact that we leave that out is not so big deal. It's not so big deal. It's like the deal. You say 3 years, implying without 3 years it wouldn't work, right? Omit, what's more of a deal is that they omit the time of Kame Didi Zavna Minach Fah Migu Dehachasha. That is already more perplexing. And the truth is, the Rashbam does the same thing. The Rashbam says, what would work? That's what toasts the problem on the top of Lamed Aleph. The Rashbam says, if you had, we could have the Rashbam here, even though the Rashbam might be a little worse. The Riff of the Rambam and the Rashbam, right? Clearly, the Riff of the Rambam, and the Rambam's getting to the Riff. The Rashbam is independent. Basically, you have three very fundamental Rishonim say, and what would win here? 3 years plus the Yom Echad, or 3 years plus Kamed Yizam Neminach, like in Kash, to be at least enough Malach on base. And they forgot about Migadah Chasha. None. What's with the Eidus Dimas Yom Echad and Migadah Chasha? Or Kamed Yizam Neminach Migadah Chasha? Eidus Dimas Yom Echad and Migadah Chasha, we just discussed. Rov Rishonim are again, so that's not so crazy. But what about Kamed Yizam Neminach? Why wouldn't that work? So, this is, there are basically two ways to explain these Rishonim. One way is the way the Ramban understands. The Ramban understands the Rashbam, he's like the Re.
They said that, Lou.
Fundamentally, this would work, except for the problem of the Re. And he says the Riff is like this. Don't misunderstand the Riff. To think, one of the two ways to draw him, one is the Ramban, Bidas, Rashbam, the Riff, and also the Shach, Bidas, I think the Rashbam and the Rambam, Bidas, Bidatam, the Rashbam and the Shach, right? Basically, the Rashbam and the Shach, the Rambam and the Shach. The Rambam and the Shach say there's no diuk. The Rambam and the Shach say there's no diuk, saying no. They really say, what do they say? They say that Eidos diras yom echad plus migo dehachasha lo mehani mitame dehari and kami didi zavna minach plus migo dehachasha mehani. Don't make the diok. Ah, why did these Rishonim say you need Shnei Chazaka? They say don't make a diuk. Don't make a diuk. Ah, according to the Ramban and the Shach, why did they say Shnei Chazaka? The answer is because all of these Rishonim started out talking about if there's Eidus for the Marakama. And then said in our case, there's not Eidus for the Marakama, even if there's not Eidus for the Marakama. This line was only if there's Eidos for the Marakama of the Ma'arir. If there's Eidos for the Marakama of the Ma'arir, you have no Bigo Achasha. But if there's no Eidos for Marakama, then you have a Bigo Achasha, Kami Bidis of the Minot works. And Dios Yomecha doesn't work for the reason of the Re. Okay, basically, the Ramban and the Shach think you shouldn't make a big deal out of any of these Rishonim. However, there is another school, right? The Tor B'das HaRashbam and the Beis Yosef B'das HaRambam. And by the way, the Ramban knows there's another school. He says, don't be mistaken, don't be fooled, don't misunderstand the Rift to mean what he seems to be saying. They say no. They say no. It's a proper deal. And they say afilu kame digi kapnamina lo mahani. No. Basically, what they say is the Rashbam and the Ramban and the Rambam of the Riff deny migu dachasha here. Say there's no migu dachasha here, right? Basically, they say no. Three big Rishonim, you theoretically could differentiate between the Rambam and the Riff and the Rashbam. Okay, I see we're already way over time. Okay, we'll have to go back and very, very quickly finish off this discussion. Next time, I really want to get much further. But, you know, we've been learning Torah. We shouldn't be depressed that we didn't get further than we want, as far as we wanted. And we'll have to pick up and finish up this Daf Makoros next time, Amir Tzashem, and go on in the Gemara. Okay, so to be continued. I apologize for going. No question. How far did you biting off too much? How far did I get? I basically tried to start 2. I started to. By the way, what I want, the reason I went over time is because I want you to think, why isn't there a Migul Vahadam according to these Rishonim? Shadim and Rishonim mean there's no Migul Vahadam, but why not? Why can't you say Migul Vahadam? It's a good question. There's a preacher or a drisha or someone in the brackets, all the Akron say like him, maybe you think something better. If you can, you have to start to think something better.
Why not the same problem as meaning that we shall not
have
that?
What?
Okay, there you go. Oh, never mind. Not using that.
Got it. Okay.
In terms of the figure that we're using from Grindr 2 doesn't need any Migu, that just works on its own?
Yeah, because you have a Taina plus Chesed Gimel Shem doesn't need a Migu.
But I'm saying the Taina of him saying I bought it from one, that'll be...
Because he has a Chaldaka on the side.
A three Chaldaka.
Yeah.
But it's not like that.
Yeah, so he doesn't need any Migu.
Still recording? When you earlier were talking about,